Gazing into the crystal ball, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Even at this point, we know what some of the big stamp stories of 2010 will be. First, something that won't happen, a postal rate hike in the U.S. But that doesn't mean the U.S. Postal Service has stopped the flow of red ink. It's because there was no inflation in 2009, and rates are tied to the Consumer Price Index now. The red ink is likely to continue. You might call the 2010 U.S. stamp program the Year of the Woman. The headliners are Mother Teresa, Katharine Hepburn, and Kate Smith. But there are also stamps for sailors, movie cowboys, and Boy Scouts. Also, there could be new designs for the Forever stamp. Britain leads off the year with stamps featuring classic album covers of Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Coldplay, and Clash, among others. All but one rock and roll. It's the Lunar or Chinese Year of the Tiger, kind of ironic considering the golf star's fall from grace in 2009. Each year, European countries issue stamps on a common theme. This time, it's children's books. The American Philatelic Society, the nation's major stamp club, is taking its educational programs across the country, with courses offered just before half a dozen major stamp shows. It's the APS's most ambitious educational undertaking of that sort ever. And Finland is issuing a stamp featuring antiques from the 1960s, including go-go boots. I'm feeling really old. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and what's happening in 2010, visit virtualstampclub.com.